You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 21st, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Tension simmered when the topic of a better tent city came up at the last Waterloo Regional Council meeting of 2023. A better tent city is a tiny home community in Kitchener that currently houses 50 chronic homeless people. On one side were those who supported the motion from Councillor and Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich, which granted $236,390 for the next 2 years to a better tent city. On the other side were those who said the grant was unfair and not equitable. Councillor Verbanovich introduced the topic by reading his motion.
Except for a $150,000 contribution early on with its setup, a better tent city, unlike our other shelters or the Herb Street alternative housing option, does not receive any ongoing funding from the region, but rather is funded by a nonprofit charitable organization in our community and was the initial housing option of this type in Waterloo Region that others across Canada have modeled similar setups and which we have modeled our Herb Street setup upon.
While the councillors asked for changes in wording, one paragraph stood out in particular for some of the councillors. It reads, "Whereas review of their application appears to indicate that the evaluation criteria have been met, that pertains to the fact that they were denied funding from a program offered by the Region of Waterloo. That denial is what instigated the group to come to council and ask for money," a story that CKMS News covered on November 14, 2023. The main thrust of Councillor Verbanovich's motion was as follows.
I'm moving that the Region of Waterloo, on a non-prejudicial basis, provide $236,390 in annual funding to a better tent city as a regional contribution towards the housing services being provided to regional residents. And the only amendment that I'm going to make to this is that this funding be in place for 2 years, with it coming back to regional council at that time.
Councillor Rob Dutchman noted a better tent city is able to finance their operation at one-tenth of what it costs the region.
Better Tent City is doing basically, with this motion at this funding level, about a tenth of the cost of what we spend to manage to operate our facility in Herbsville.
Councillor Jim Erb noted the council had taken pains to ensure equity was built into the system and that this grant runs afoul of that work. He also questioned a Better Tent City's success rate.
I want to remind council that a year ago we set up this process so that we would create some equity in the system, that people who were applying for funding, particularly on the fee for service to end homelessness, would be all treated with the same criteria. And when the representatives from a Better Tent City were here a while ago, in 3 years, they've housed six people. The Cambridge Shelter Corporation has had a fabulous record in housing people. House of Friendship on Weber Street has housed 21 people since they've been opened in 7 months, and we've done the same thing at Herbs Road. And so if we're seeing a Better Tent City as a permanent place for people, well then maybe we do fund it. But if we're looking at moving them into permanent housing, I don't think it's meeting the criteria that we asked them to meet.
Councillor Erb said he was disappointed in the paragraph about staff in Councillor Verbanovich's motion.
I was very disappointed in Councillor Verbanovich's motion to say that their application appears to indicate that the evaluation criteria have been met. And I don't think that's a fair comment to our staff. To me, it suggests that staff did not look at this application fairly in comparison to the others. And I wish that was removed from the statement or from the notice of motion. I just don't think that's a fair statement at all. And I know it was quite upsetting and hurtful to staff to think that they wouldn't be following the criteria and treating all the organizations equitably.
Councillor and Waterloo Mayor Dorothy McCabe said she wouldn't vote for the motion because it was politicizing homelessness.
Part of what I'm concerned about with the request that we got and then the motion today is that it feels to me like it's politicizing homelessness, and I really struggle with that because I don't think that's the way we should be dealing with issues like this.
Councillor Doug Craig responded to Councillor McCabe's politicization of homelessness comment.
All of us sitting around this table, council table, are politicians. everything we deal with is political. And I think we have to come to terms with that right off the top.
Later, Councillor McCabe defined her phrase, the politicization of homelessness.
You know, there's six or seven organizations that were that did not meet the criteria. They, you know, they talked to staff, realized that they didn't, but they chose not to come and advocate in front of council and, you know, I guess use, you know, take that route. And that's what I mean by the politicization of this. And I just, the politicization of homelessness. And I know that we're all politicians.
Councillor Craig also explained some of the context behind the success rates.
So the criticism is that there's only been a transition of six individuals over 2 years. And you compare that to Bridges or wherever else you want, you can say, oh, it's not very good. But I think you also have to look at the population out there. And I think the population is very demanding, very challenging. And I think that's part of the reason.
Councillor and North Dumfries Township Mayor Sue Foxton stressed the importance of helping community groups who alleviate the region's work.
This program runs in parallel with what we have. And any community group that comes up with a good idea to deal with homelessness, we got to back them. I mean, I don't even think it's a question because they alleviate the pressure on us. Because they work, they become a partner. Whether we chose them or they chose us, doesn't matter.
Councillor Chantal Hunick wondered why the grant was 2 years and not 1 year. And Councillor Verbanovic answered.
Where I'm getting stuck is that earlier today, the Food Bank of Waterloo came to us and wanted to double the funding, and we modified that for 1 year. So I'm wondering why this particular motion or grant is for 2 years instead of one.
I think we all know, as we look at the work that's going to come forward in terms of a plan to eliminate chronic homelessness, that building additional shelters can't happen overnight. It's going to take some time for that to happen, and that's why I used 2 years. That's even probably pushing it a little bit to see it all happen within that time frame, but we can review it at that time.
An amendment to change the original motion from 2 years to 1 year was rejected. Chair Karen Redman requested the clause about staff be outright removed, and the council voted unanimously to remove it.
It has been raised, but I'm going to respectfully request that the mover and seconder take out the clause, whereas review of their application appears to indicate the evaluation criteria have been met, because I don't believe that is factual.
Councillor and Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett didn't pull any punches. She focused on the issues of equity.
I think it's good that we have criteria and that we follow that criteria. If we're all going to be honest about it, Better Tent City hasn't been without problems in their time. There's no oversight with this type of a grant. And we've got it set up that when this money is given for housing the homeless, that we do have some sort of an oversight. And I think that's a great reason for the criteria. Other service providers will want to be given that same consideration going forward if we don't follow the criteria that we have. That doesn't mean that I don't support people that are living in, let's call them garden sheds, because that's what they are. But I don't think that that's a good place for people to be living. And I recognize that people would may be out on the street, but they have an option. We have 30 beds every single night that are open to people. We also have motel rooms. So all of those people could be housed should they decide to take us up on it.
At the request of Councillor McCabe, staff said that six applications were also denied alongside a Better Tent City. With this new information, Councillor McCabe doubled down and said the council was not treating all groups fairly.
You know, if we'd had the seven or eight other organizations come to us as well, we'd be debating whether or not to provide them their funding as well, right? So this does not feel like a fair process.
After the hearing, the answer to her question that if all seven organizations came back and given the money they were asked for, it would amount to $2.5 million, Councillor Hunick said she wouldn't support the motion.
I don't think that I'm prepared to submit that. And I, so again, as much as I love
the work of a better tent city if we're not willing to fund all. I don't know why we should fund one.
Councillor Craig had trouble with Councillors McCabe's and Hunick's arguments.
I mean, if we accept the fact that we follow the criteria and have made decisions, then basically what I'm hearing is people should not be allowed to approach council at all. Basically, no, that's what you're saying. And that's how I'm seeing it. The other six or seven want to come, that's fine with me. They have every right to do that. But we're not sort of to give our responsibility to staff, say you make the decisions, and because you've made it, we're not going to look at it. Well, I have trouble with that argument. Thank you.
Councillor Vimanovich's motion to provide a better tent city with $236,390 for the next 2 years was carried 10-6. After a testy exchange, Jim Erb decided to have the last word.
So I just want to remind council that words, whether they're written or spoken, have an impact and could be hurtful. And we need to remind ourselves of that as we have the debate around the table here, not just on this issue, but other issues that come before council.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.